Here's a wild stat for you. Job seekers who reach out directly to hiring managers are 2 times more likely to land interviews. We've seen it over and over and over with our coaching clients. But most people either skip cold outreach because it feels awkward, time-consuming, or like, what the hell do I even say? Or worse, they don't skip it, but they do it wrong and make a bad impression. That's why I put together our interview getting email templates with over 15 email and LinkedIn message templates, follow-up emails, AI prompts for quick customization, and a super, super simple strategy to help you book more interviews all within minutes. You can grab them right now at carlyagar.com/emails or just click the link in today's show notes. But do it fast because these won't be available much longer. You are listening to the Customer Success Career Coach, and today I'm exposing the job search advice that's actively sabotaging your career. If you've been crafting cover letters, tweaking resume keywords, and mass applying to jobs, I have news that might shock you. I've interviewed hundreds of recruiters and hiring managers, and the data is clear. Those tactics are now officially dead. By the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly why your applications are being ignored, despite you being overly qualified, and I'll reveal the surprising skill that hiring managers are secretly testing during your job search. What if the only thing standing between you and your next big career milestone is just a strategy you haven't heard yet? I'm Carly Agar, customer success veteran, award-winning career coach, and your go-to for getting hired and promoted in customer success. Whether you're breaking into the field or ready to level up into leadership, this podcast is your shortcut to real career growth. Every episode is packed with practical takeaways, data-backed strategies, and zero fluff advice that actually works, so you can start making moves towards your goals immediately. If you're ready to take control of your career, well, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Customer Success Career Coach Podcast. Welcome back to the Customer Success Career Coach. Last week, I broke down how the job market has fundamentally shifted for job seekers. Today, I'm going to flip things upside down and instead look at what's changed for hiring teams and why that changes everything about your job search strategy. But before I reveal what's actually working in today's market, I need you to first understand how drastically the hiring side has changed. The way that hiring managers, recruiters, companies operate when they are hiring is so different from what it looked like a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Once you see what recruiters and hiring managers are actually now doing behind the scenes, you will never approach your job search the same way again. And you're going to want to stick around until the end where I'm going to share one thing that 98% of hiring managers say will put you at the top of their interview list, something almost nobody is doing right now. So you're going to want to stick around for that. So let's talk about the market shift and how it has changed the hiring side of things. And I'm going to break this down from 3 different perspectives. So how hiring has changed for companies, for recruiters, and for hiring managers. Starting with companies, today's companies that are hiring customer success managers are under intense pressure to do 2 things simultaneously. The first is they need to grow revenue faster, and the second is they need to operate leaner, which means they have placed new skills at the top of their priority list when it comes to hiring CSMs. So this explains why you might feel like you have all of the qualifications that have gotten you hired before, but you're still getting rejected. This could also explain why you might feel like you're highlighting all the qualifications that you see people talking about online, but still getting rejected. And the reason is they are not, whomever is giving this advice is not in tune with how the skills that companies are prioritizing have shifted drastically. The truth is, customer success teams aren't just looking for people who can manage accounts anymore. They are looking for people who can grow revenue and contribute to scaling processes at the same time. These two skills directly map to their goals of growing revenue and operating leaner. So while these two skills used to be nice to have on your resume, they were always skills that companies looked for. Now they are absolute must-have skills. They are probably the two most important skills for you to highlight. And it's likely that you have these skills. It's likely that you know how to grow revenue or that you've grown revenue before and that you've contributed to scaling processes. You're just not putting them at the forefront of your resume or your networking or your LinkedIn or whatever it is. Coming up next, I'm going to share what recruiters told me in confidence about the simple fix that will make your resume stand out immediately. The reality for recruiters right now is, one, they are absolutely drowning in resumes, which means they are spending a lot less time reviewing each one. And two, they have more candidates to evaluate, which means they need new filtering mechanisms to determine who they are going to invite into an interview. If they relied on the same filtering mechanisms when they had 100 applicants for a role, today, when they have sometimes 3,000 applicants for a role, they would be inviting 90 people to the first round interview, and that just can't happen. So they've had to create new filtering mechanisms. And these are often filtering mechanisms that job seekers are not made aware of. So two really important ones are, one, they are filtering out resumes that are too hard to read. If you think about it as just a task you have to complete, hey, you have to read 100 resumes, you're not going to want to read the ones that are super wordy, filled with fluff, filled with overly professional jargon. You're just not going to read it because it's going to make your job harder. So they are filtering out resumes that are too difficult to read. And then two, they are also filtering out resumes that are formatted in a way that makes it really difficult for them to find the information they're looking for. Even though these sound like the same thing, we're talking about two distinct things. So I want to like make that distinction very, very clear. One is the actual words that you use. You want your resume to be incredibly easy to actually read and comprehend. And then two, we're talking about the formatting or the layout of your resume. Where is your experience? Where is your summary? Where are your technical proficiencies? If you've got a whole first page or three quarters of your first page where you're just listing out skills and awards and all these things that aren't super important to them, they're going to just filter your resume out because they want to get to the ones where they can easily read it and quickly find the information they're looking for. So the language that you're using matters more than it did before, and the formatting also matters more than it did before. I hope you're enjoying today's episode. One of the most common questions I get from job seekers is, how do I make my resume stand out? Well, to date, my team has helped over 800 customer success job seekers optimize their resumes and land consistent interviews. In my free training, I'll walk you through exactly how to optimize your resume so that it jumps out, grabs recruiters' attention, and gets you interviews. And the best part, you can have a fully optimized resume in under an hour. If you're ready to get started, head to carlyagar.com/freebies to get instant access. You'll also find the link in today's show notes. Now, let's get back to the episode. Okay, we've talked about companies, we've talked about recruiters, but wait until you hear what hiring managers say about how they're actually evaluating candidates. This like completely changes the game and might be the missing piece in your job search strategy right now. So for hiring managers, I would say the changes for them in terms of how they've had to adapt to more people applying to jobs is probably the biggest or the most significant change. there's two really big changes. Number one, because they are facing a flood of qualified applicants, it's forcing them to now consider if candidates are genuinely interested in the role and in their company. Before, of course, that was always a nice thing to hear, like, oh, yeah, this person seems genuinely excited about our mission, our customers, what we do here. Yeah, of course, that was always something that they were considering. But now it is, I want to say, as strong a word as a requirement. If they don't genuinely feel like you want to work at their company, they're going to filter you out because they're forced to create new filters in order to pare down the candidates that they're considering. The second one is, and this is huge, I cannot overstate this enough, hiring managers are now treating how you behave in your job search as a real-life test of your CS skills. So they are evaluating your behavior in your job search and thinking, is this person displaying the CS skills that I would want them to have? I've interviewed over 30 CS hiring managers who are currently actively hiring CSMs, and 100% of them said they actively look for candidates who approach the job search process with the same skills they would use with customers. One hiring manager put it like so perfectly, so I want to share this quick quote with you. He said, "If someone sends me a generic message or clearly hasn't researched our company before applying, why would I believe they'll do that research for our customers?" So they are looking at your behavior. They are looking at the messages you send on LinkedIn, the emails that you send, the comments that you leave on LinkedIn posts, and thinking, is this how I would want this person to approach a customer? If not, then I have to filter them out. What this means for you is you must make it super obvious and clear that you want to work for their company. You have to get that genuine excitement for their company or their mission across. And two, you also need to be showing off your CSM skills in the way that you approach your job search. This stuff is not normal. This is not what we're used to, but it's what the market demands right now. So again, you could have all the qualifications. You could be overqualified for roles. But from a hiring manager's perspective, given the sheer volume of candidates they have to filter through, doesn't matter how qualified you are, if you don't show genuine interest in their company, or if you've not done something as a job seeker to show off your CS skills, then they might filter you out because they have no other choice. They have to start thinking about new ways to filter through candidates. So again, doesn't matter how qualified you are, if you're missing these pieces, that could be the reason why you continue to get ghosted. Now that we've talked about in the previous episode the macroeconomics of what the hell happened to the job market, and we've talked about what's changed on the hiring side, let's talk about four specific traditional job search tactics that are no longer effective. And I'm going to back everything up with hard data, with facts, with research. These are not just my opinions. So the first myth that I want to squash is the keyword optimization myth. One of the most popular pieces of advice right now is to customize your resume keywords for every application. I'm going to try to keep this short because I could go off on a really long tangent here, but here's why keyword optimization is largely a waste of time and effort. First thing you need to know is the vast majority of ATS systems are not configured to auto-reject candidates based on resume keywords. Most auto rejections are triggered by knockout questions in the application itself. So when you're filling out an application and it says, how many years of B2B SaaS customer success experience do you have? If you put 3, they might have a filtering mechanism set up to say anyone who puts less than 4 gets auto rejected. That is not because your resume is lacking keywords. For the very, very small minority of ATS systems that do have a capability to rank candidates based on keywords in their resumes, 91% of recruiters told us that they don't trust those automatic rankings and read the resumes themselves anyway. So there is a very, very small minority of ATS systems that have a capability where they can read keywords in resumes and then rank candidates. Oftentimes, it's like a tier one, tier two, tier three, tier four, where candidates who fall in tier four are the lowest match to the profile they've set up. Some recruiters will say, if they end up in tier four, I might trust that they are not a good fit. However, if they land in tier one, tier two, or tier three, there is a 99.9% chance I am going through and reading all of those resumes myself because I do not trust the ranking as absolute truth. And then lastly, another reason why keyword optimization is a waste of time. We had another recruiter who said, she put this so well, and other recruiters said the same thing. She just said it in a very nice, easy, easily understood way. So she said, I never just search my ATS for a word like retention. Instead, I use complex Boolean searches that find synonyms and related terms. So if a candidate is obsessing over whether their resume says retention versus churn reduction, is missing the point entirely. So even if recruiters are using keywords to search through resumes to find candidates that have those keywords, they're not saying, only show me resumes that have the word expansion. They're using very complex searches that say, show me expansion, upsell, cross-sell, revenue growth, net retention revenue, right? So there's three huge reasons for you to understand why optimizing keywords is probably something you've been doing and losing your mind over because you're like, I don't understand why it's not working. It's not working because it doesn't work. It doesn't make sense when you understand how recruiters actually do their job. The reality is, if your resume is already optimized for CS roles generally, the time that you're spending tweaking those keywords would be much better invested in strategic outreach. Our data shows that targeted outreach to the right people doubles your chances of landing an interview. I have not seen any data to support that optimizing your resume with keywords doubles your chances of landing an interview. And I would much rather follow a strategy that doubles my chances than one that has no data to prove it works. So keyword optimization myth busted. Hopefully we can save you some time and sanity from continuing to do that. The next myth I want to bust is that your LinkedIn should mirror your resume. That is a big mistake. What you need to know is that recruiters use LinkedIn in two distinct ways. Number one, they use LinkedIn to actively search for candidates that match their open roles. And number two, they use LinkedIn passively to help them decide between two similar candidates when they're looking at your resumes and they're saying, okay, both of these candidates would be a great fit. How am I going to pick which one to interview? They're using your LinkedIn as a means to differentiate you two. So think about it from this perspective. Let's say a recruiter is choosing between you and another equally qualified candidate. Let's say you have the exact same experience on paper. Your LinkedIn is just a copy of your resume, while the other candidate's profile builds additional credibility. Who do you think is getting the interview? Unfortunately, in that case, it's not you. It's the person who has made their LinkedIn complementary to their resume. A LinkedIn profile that just repeats your resume adds zero additional value, and it is a huge missed opportunity to strengthen your case for getting an interview. The next myth that I am so excited and happy to bust is that you should be playing the numbers game and applying to as many positions as possible. Now, I will admit, I have been so open to being wrong about this because it sounds so easy. I would love to sit here and tell you I've been wrong. Playing the numbers game is the right way to land interviews. It is all statistics. The more, you know, applications you throw out there, the more likely you are to get a bite. I would love to sit here and tell you to do that. That would be so easy. That would make my job so much easier. But our data completely contradicts mass applying as a good approach. So what we have done is over the past 4 years, 4.5 years, we have tracked application outcomes for hundreds of active customer success job seekers and found that those who applied to more than 10 jobs per week actually had a lower interview rate than those who applied to 5 or fewer jobs. I'm going to repeat that. Our data has found that those who apply to more than 10 jobs per week have a lower interview rate than those who apply to 5 or fewer jobs. And when I say interview rate, I'm not saying application to interview conversion rate. I'm just saying the folks who apply to 10 or more jobs have fewer interviews, period, than those who apply to 5 or fewer jobs per week. Now, we can speculate all day on why this is, but going back to what I said about hiring managers, now filtering for candidates who demonstrate genuine interest in their company, who demonstrate CS skills in the way they approach their job search, what we can assume is if you're applying to fewer jobs per week, you have more time to do strategic outreach. Strategic outreach is the only way that you can show off your CS skills as a job seeker. And it is also the only way you can really show that you're genuinely excited about a role. So that data really goes nicely together and it makes a lot of sense. Hopefully now, if you are guilty of the mass application trap, you can let that go. The last myth I want to bust is the advice to always reach out to recruiters. If you are applying to jobs and then immediately reaching out to recruiters, that approach just completely contradicts how hiring teams operate right now, and it's not going to get you anywhere. So our research with recruiters revealed that almost all recruiters do not read cold outreach messages due to the sheer volume that they get. Meaning, if you are sending messages to recruiters, it is way more likely than not they are never going to open your message. However, and this is crucial, 98% of the hiring managers we interviewed said they welcome direct outreach from candidates, particularly when it demonstrates research and preparation. This all goes back to them wanting to see your CS skills and wanting to know that you actually want to work for their company. So the takeaway here is I'm not saying don't message people after you apply to a job. I am saying stop reaching out to recruiters. They're not reading your messages. And I am also saying reach out to hiring managers, but make sure that that outreach demonstrates research and preparation. Make sure that whatever you are saying when you reach out to a hiring manager after you apply to a job, you are demonstrating how you would interact with a customer as a CSM, and you are also making it incredibly clear that you are excited about their company specifically. So what does all of this mean for your job search right now? Well, pretty much means that almost everything you've been taught about how to find a job is now completely outdated. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this. We talked about how tweaking your resume with keywords every single time you apply to a job, out, doesn't work, makes no sense, huge waste of time. We talked about how making your LinkedIn be an exact replica of your resume is a huge missed opportunity for you to stand out against other candidates. We talked about how following the advice of mass applying and playing the numbers game and the more, you know, doors you knock on, the more doors that open up is simply just not true. Our data completely contradicts that. And we also talked about that advice to reach out to recruiters is honestly just a giant waste because they're not reading your messages. So if you are doing one of these things, if you're guilty of doing all four of these things, it doesn't matter. That could be the missing element of your job search strategy. If you are still doing one, two, three, or four of these things, they're not working. They're a waste of your time. They're a waste of your effort. They are not going to move the needle. In next week's episode, I'm going to go even deeper into the major shifts you need to make with regards to your resume, your LinkedIn, and strategic outreach. So if you listen to this episode and you're like, but I want to learn more, how can I optimize my resume? How can I make my LinkedIn work for me? What kind of outreach should I be doing? I'm going to go deeper into that in the next episode, so you won't want to miss that one. If this episode made you realize that you've been following outdated advice, you are absolutely not alone. Most customer success professionals right now are stuck in that same exact cycle of frustration that you yourself are feeling right now. So do your fellow job seekers a favor and transparently do me a favor and share this episode with them. Share it on your LinkedIn, share it in your communities, your social channels, whatever, so that they too can learn what to stop wasting their time on. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you love today's episode, or if you want to continue the conversation, come hang out with me on LinkedIn. Connect with me, follow me, or message me over there. I'm at linkedin.com/in/Carly-Agar. And if you haven't already, don't forget to follow the show wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. I'll catch you next time.